This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:50, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you all along on this Friday. Also brought in reinforcements into the studio.
Yeah.
Hey, reinforcements.
You mean like for a fight or just to talk?
Reinforce.
Yeah, okay, just cool.
Just talk. I mean, yeah,
I don't know if I was the muscle right now.
Well, listen, these days you absolutely are the muscle. That's why I keep you close. And I mentioned, you know, kind of the tease here, announcement coming for just more local voices on FM Talk 106.5, and we're very, very excited. But I'm going to let this man make the announcement for us. Joined by Coach Michael Knapp of the Bulldogs, the voice, one of the voices of the UMS Bulldogs, joins us now. He's coming on probably to make an announcement about football. Hey, Michael.
Good afternoon. Glad to be on.
Hey, glad man, to have you.
You're going to let me break the news, huh?
Yeah, so he's on here. What might he be talking about? What are you joining us for? What are you talking about?
So FM Talk 106.5 is now the home of the Bulldog Radio Network, and we'll bring you every UMS Wright football game throughout the entire season on Friday nights right here on 106.5.
This is great because it's something that I've wanted to have because this station is, yeah, we're different than syndicated kind of cookie cutter. We are what talk radio has been, and that is all the voices of our community, all the different things we find interesting in one place. And high school football is a big, big deal. If y'all just moved here, high school football is a big right. deal. And now to be able to listen on the radio, whether, you know, you're there at the game, you know, you couldn't go to the game, you want to hear the play-by-play, people can now check it out right here on FM Talk.
Well, and the app that you guys have developed is really going to be instrumental in our fans and even fans of the schools we're playing being able to listen in the stadium or wherever they are in the world. They can tune in and listen to the broadcast. And what I'm really excited about too is that it'll be available in the podcast section mm-hmm. for Saturday morning or the rest of the week when they want to go back and relive a big win on Friday night.
Yeah, and Michael, Steve and I have been talking about this a lot, and Sean as well, but Steve Stanley, who's going to be carrying a lot of the production value on this end, on the board, and we're getting all of this ready, and we are just so fired up. And we talked about the benefits of not only the app, like you said, and of course, really nice signal coming off of our tower that's going to reach nice and far. But like you said, having those moments archived and so families can go back and grandparents and just to know that you're the child, you know, that's playing, the kid that's playing on that sport, that their family members can go back and listen to them make that tackle and hear about that game they played. And we're just so excited about that.
Yeah. And not only that, Dalton, but the kids who are playing in the game, obviously they're not listening.
Yeah,
they're
that
on the
too.
Field. So they'll have the opportunity to go listen to that broadcast as well. It's going to be really, really great. And, man, I'm just excited for the whole, really, the Mobile-Baldwin community, because when you look at the new AA private school league that the AHSA has put us into, mm-hmm. man, it's some pretty premier schools in that region that we'll be competing against. And that we'll be broadcasting those games each week.
Yeah, and you know, this starts in a week, and part of that deal with this new division is there's going to be, in some instances, a little more travel than maybe families and friends are used to, and that's why we're
right.
so excited, too, to be able to broadcast that to people who maybe won't be able to make it to Jackson, Mississippi next week when you guys start your season.
That's right. First game next Friday night is against Jackson Prep, which is an outstanding academic institution that's had a ton of success in athletics as well. And that, obviously that's not a game that a lot of people outside of immediate families are going to travel to maybe, mm-hmm. and they'll be able to check that out. But we also have road games up in Phoenix City later in the year. And in future years, we'll be going to Dothan. We'll be going to Auburn. So you're right. A little more travel, but the bulk of it's still here against, you know, some of our really old rivals like McGill and St. Paul's and, mm-hmm. and other schools around here that we've played a lot.
Yeah, and I'm sure you're just fired up for a lot of the competition this year. Like you said, you've got some of the rivals there, but we've got some really tough matchups for UMS this season and going forward.
Yep. Yeah, you know, McGill and St. Paul's, obviously those games speak for themselves, but we've really, the whole school is a very respected rivalry that has developed with us and St. Michael in most of our sports over the years. They're very, very competitive and have great coaches over there. And then Montgomery Catholic on the schedule as well. Not a team we've played in the regular season, but we've crossed paths with them in the playoffs more than once over the last decade. So that will be a fun one as well.
Yeah, I think about this, the player side of it. When there people can tune in and go back to the podcast and listen to the play call and they're in it. Because, I mean, anybody who played ball, if older guys like me, if you did something, you were looking in the paper on Saturday for some mention of your, you know.
Or like I told Dan, where I was playing, we weren't on TV, we weren't on radio. Right. So the only time I got to see myself in action was in film the next day when the coach was telling me everything I did wrong, right?
Right. That's the only, but, you know, you think about how big a deal, like you look through the paper, like, there's my name.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine, as a player, being able to go back and listen and hear the call when you were doing that? I just think that's cool.
Well, and I'm excited to have Coach Kevin Raley doing color commentary with me because he is our middle school – he's our varsity baseball coach, but he's also the middle school football coach. So he has coached all of these players that are now playing on Friday nights. He coached them when they were 12, 13, 14 years old and knows them well. And he's coached football for almost as long as I've been alive, I think. So he will bring a great amount of knowledge to our broadcast every Friday night.
Man, yeah, and we're very excited again. So this season, I mean, it's right around the corner. It's here. It's not even right around the corner anymore. This is like game week starting now. Yeah, and next
Friday. By the way, is this, you know, it drives me crazy for college. Is this week zero or week one?
I believe it is technically. Yeah, that's a good question. I've heard both said. There's 11 weeks. You get a bye week, and I don't think they call a week 11. So this must be week zero going to week 10, and you'll have a bye week built in. But, yeah, Coach Sam Williams and his staff have done a great job getting the team ready. They've had a couple of weeks to prep for this first one. But you're right, we're in it. A week from today, it's game time.
Yeah, and people will be able to listen right here. What's the sense you're getting from the team? Are they fired up? What are they looking like?
Yeah, they're ready, man. They're chomping at the bit to play somebody else. And you get this, these first 2 weeks are out of region, and then it's onward and upward for eight straight weeks of region play after that.
It's exciting stuff. Michael, I can't wait for more of these conversations. I know you hop on with us throughout the season, talk about how Bulldogs football is doing, and just going to be great to hear that as part of FM Talk 106.5, our community, on Friday nights. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, we are really excited to be a part, excited to work with you guys, and just love what your station means to our community, and I'm glad that we're a part of it.
Hey, thank you. You are a part of it, Michael, and I can't wait to talk to you more soon.
We're excited.
There he goes.
Take care, guys. Appreciate it.
The voice, one of the voices of the UMS Bulldogs.
Yeah, and we've been putting this together, and I've been like,
this has been under wraps for a while.
I've been teasing it, and
I think I almost screwed up the other day.
But I love what UMS is helping us and allowing us to do here, because, like you said, Sean, the way you've built this station over the years, and we do cover all of the big national stories, but keeping things local is kind of what we always try to come back to. And how much more local can you get than Friday night football that then rolls into Rick Cleveland and Mark Lasseter on a Saturday morning after the outdoor show where you and Mike Ward talk about so many local aspects to hunting and fishing. But then you roll into PSR where we're talking about all the teams around here and then into Southern Fairways. I just love how this is all coming together.
Yeah, it's what we do. And like old school on the text line, he said, congrats, FM Talk, more local voices. And, you know, and that's part of it. I mean, we talk about it. We talk about the number of hours of live local radio, and it may get to where it just kind of, you just, oh yeah, I hear that number. We point that number out because it does not exist elsewhere in talk radio. You got to get to, you know, Atlanta before you can start having that many hours of live local.
So starting next Friday night, 6:30 pregame time, 7 o'clock kickoff, and we'll carry UMS football all the way through. Yeah.